Lesson 5, Outcomes. Describe the construction and operation methods of different types of windows. Windows. Windows have long been relied upon as a means of light, ventilation, access, and rescue. However, modern buildings often rely on their HVAC systems for ventilation and artificial lighting for illumination. Elimination of windows that can be opened enhances energy efficiency in buildings because it reduces air infiltration around windows. Some buildings are designed with windows that cannot be opened, or without windows altogether, resulting in increased difficulties for tactical ventilation and fire suppression team access. A window consists of a frame, one or more sashes, and all necessary hardware to make a complete unit. A window frame includes the members that form the perimeter of a window, and it is fixed to the surrounding wall or other supports. The term sash refers to a fixed or movable framed unit that may be included within a window frame. The frame is composed of the sill, side jambs, and head jamb. The sill is the lowest horizontal member of the window frame and supports the weight of the hardware and sash. Figure 3.45. All windows contain glass, known as glazing. The glass may be single, double, or triple glazed. There may be one thickness of glass, two thicknesses separated by an inert gas, or three thicknesses separated by voids filled with gas. Some window and door panels may also have retracting shades located in the void. Windows can be broadly classified into fixed, non-operable, or movable, operable. Windows that contain both fixed and movable characteristics are generally included in the movable classification. Fixed windows. A fixed window consists only of a frame and a glazed stationary sash. A fixed window can be used alone or in combination with movable windows. The large windows found in mercantile occupancies and high-rise office buildings are common examples of fixed windows. They are also referred to as display windows, picture windows, and deadlights. Fixed windows may be found in many applications, including over and around doors, in skylights, and in residential applications. Figure 3.46. Movable windows. Movable windows are designed in several common configurations. Figure 3.47. Double hung. Has two sashes that can move past each other in a vertical plane. A double-hung window is commonly used in residential occupancies because it permits circulation through the top and bottom of the window opening. Balancing devices consist of counterweights, springs, or a spring-loaded coiled tap to hold the movable sashes at the desired position. Windows that use counterweights are found in old buildings. Single-hung has only one openable sash. Balancing devices consist of counterweights, springs, or a spring-loaded coiled tap to hold the movable sash at the desired position. Casement has a side hinge sash that is usually installed to swing outward. It may contain one or two operating sashes and can be opened fully by unlatching and pushing or using the mechanical window crank for ventilation. Horizontal sliding has two or more sashes, of which at least one moves horizontally within the window frame. In a three-sash design, the middle sash is usually fixed. In a two-sash unit, one or both sashes may be movable. Awning has one or more top-hinged outward-swinging sashes that are opened by unlatching and pushing or using the mechanical window crank. This arrangement permits the window to be open during rain. Hopper windows are similar in design to awning windows, except they are hinged at the bottom. Jalousie includes a large number of narrow, overlapping glass sections swinging outward, the same basic concept as the awning window. The individual pieces of glass are about 4 inches, 100 millimeters wide. An operating mechanism supports the glass sections at their ends. Jalousie windows are popular architecturally because the amount of opening can be varied for ventilation without admitting rain. Projecting swings outward at the top or bottom and slides upward or downward in grooves. A push bar that usually operates the projected window is notched to hold the window in place. Pivoting has a sash that pivots horizontally or vertically on a central axis. Part of a pivoting window swings inward, and part swings outward when it is opened. A window of this design provides the full area of the window opening for ventilation. Security windows. Windows may also provide an access point for intruders. Consequently, security is frequently provided for windows, especially windows that are accessible from the ground or adjacent roofs. A common window security method is to fasten metal bars or screens to the exterior of the window frame or to the building itself. Figure 3.38. The metal bars fastened to the building may be embedded in masonry or mounted on hinges and locked with padlocks or other locking devices. Security windows are available with movable sashes and fixed bars so that the windows can be opened for ventilation while maintaining security of the premises. Security bars or grills have a negative effect on fire and life safety. They can prevent the escape of trapped occupants or firefighters and can slow the access time for firefighters. Security bars and grills must be removed or disabled when interior operations begin to ensure firefighter safety in case a rapid egress is required. Rolling steel shutters, much like overhead rolling steel fire doors, rolling steel shutters may also be used to protect a firewall opening in an industrial occupancy or an opening in a wall separating buildings into fire areas. Rolling steel shutters block interior window openings, such as office windows overlooking a factory floor. Rolling steel shutters have the same operating components as rolling steel doors. These shutters ordinarily close under the force of gravity when a fusible link melts, but motor-driven shutters are available.